Good morning. Today is Monday, August the 17th. Joining us this morning is the bank dude, Mr. Dolby. Good morning, sir.
It is so delightful to be here with you, Brian. You're not wearing a tie and you're looking all kicked back.
It's physical therapy day.
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah. But I put on long pants instead of shorts for you.
Yeah. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that.
I thought it might come as a relief.
That goes without saying, by the way.
Oh, gee. Okay, Winston, why do we say it?
Why are cloth ankle protectors called spats?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea other than...
Right up there with a fancy word for suspenders, too.
Yeah. Yeah. No idea. Spats. That's a really good question.
Is that wait? Is that past tense of spit?
Well, I was thinking
and it used to be, you know, the pretty commonplace.
Spit shine
ruled out.
Spit shine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with something about expectorants.
No.
Oh.
These ankle protectors were originally called spatter dashers. The dash being used in the same sense as the dashboard of a carriage. And they were originally used to protect the ankle against mud rather than the cold.
Well, that's better. As soon as you said carriage, I thought horse. And yeah, it wasn't mud that it flashed to my mind.
So we'd call them gators today.
Yeah.
Okay, I would never have gotten that one.
Time to roll on.
I've been stumped. Yeah. I might as well go home now. See you later.
Yeah. The week started out about where we thought it would, huh? Oh, boy. So what are you hearing out there? Business cautiously optimistic?
You know, some businesses are doing well.
Right, there's still the mix of different things.
Yeah. And so, but it's really the smaller retailers and the smaller restaurants that are really getting hit. And then some that you wouldn't expect because, you know, buying habits change. And so if you're manufacturing a product that all of a sudden there's not a lot of demand for because things have changed. You've got a challenge. A lot of the gift shops and so forth. But what I've seen is any destination that you can get to by car seems to be really busy.
It's crazy. Tour season.
I had to go through Crescent City yesterday, and anywhere that there was space along the side of the road to get to the river or to the beach was packed. There was people everywhere.
Yeah, that's what my understanding. Well, I've driven by the heat as well as the itch to get out of Dodge. You know, the two combinations. I don't know if 299 was experiencing the same as 199 was.
Mm-hmm.
It's weekends are busy. Weekdays, not so much so. What a shocker, right?
Yeah, it was interesting. I talked to an RV dealer. They can't keep stuff in stock.
Outdoor equipment?
Yep.
Kayaks, canoes, bicycles, that kind of stuff.
So people are looking for recreational activities that are outside, that are less, conventional or materialistic or whatever you want to call it. Indoor.
Experiential. How's
that?
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
Because you can drive someplace and theoretically be in the outdoors by yourself, and that's safe. I think. You know, I'm just speculating at this point. But it's interesting to see the businesses that are just thriving in this. Of course, anybody selling anything related to guns.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, an outdoorsy.
Yeah.
You know, fishing, that kind of stuff. I heard from a buddy that is in that niche. He said they're hoping to get bikes in by end of November, maybe December. I mean, there's that kind of a national backlog.
Yeah,
for that kind of stuff.
I walked into a bike shop and I was shocked at how few bikes they had.
Got a couple wheels over on the wall just as decor.
Yeah, at first, I thought. Well, I guess they're getting out of that business.
Right.
And I think they're involuntarily getting out of that business.
Yeah, absolutely. It's intriguing. I talked with a realtor last week, and he said that the real estate stuff, the values are escalating again. Now, I don't know if it's still at 2008 levels or not, but that's going, and that... construction materials really tough.
Yeah.
Because of all the attention and people working on their homes.
Yeah, if I can't go anywhere for vacation, I'll do those projects I've put off for years. Or if I can't go to work, I'll do all those projects I put off for years.
Which is kind of weird because you would think that there would be concern about finances.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to have gotten to that level yet.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's because of the stimulus money or it's just I normally spend this much on doing other things and now I can't. Boat sales, you can't find
a boat. Yeah, watercraft.
Yeah, you can't find a boat anywhere.
And it's not a mental issue. Good.
Go. Thanks for rubbing that one in. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, I'll get you one of those blow-up duckies with a hole in the center of it if you're looking for your personal watercraft.
Yes, and that would fit on one leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much. You're always looking out for me.
Okay, I'll get you two. Really look classy, though, walking around town.
Yeah, there you go.
it's logical, but I think it's unexpected.
Well, we're also seeing people moving from Southern California, the Los Angeles area, just fleeing, fed up with it. We're going to go anywhere that's not rural or urban, excuse me. We're getting a few of those.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that we're in the bullseye for something like that where we've always been not.
Yeah, and that drives
we don't up, have things,
and that'll drive up housing prices. Because you got the equity immigrants coming. Although I don't know I'm not aware of what housing prices are doing in Los Angeles. Are they dropping because of all the stuff, or I don't know.
I try not to pay attention to Los Angeles.
There you go.
Just to kind of as a basic mantra.
In Portland, what a mess that is.
Yeah, did you go back to your stomping grounds? You spend a week up in Oregon?
Yeah, we went and saw my sisters.
What do you hear? What are they saying about Portland?
Not much. They just pretty much ignore it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So normal.
It's 2 hours away.
Yeah, not worry about it. I got a buddy who moved in, and I guess their condo is about a mile and a half away. He said it's just tied into that one spot. But, yeah, the anarchy is just stunning.
Yeah.
How much it's been allowed to fester. All right. More social commentary when we come back.
Yeah, there we go.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are Easy Radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy Radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time is 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with the bank dude. So, John, we're seeing and experiencing different niches, different sectors in business doing well. Is there anybody who doesn't have a labor challenge right now? We hear about that normally, right? Tough to get people that want to work, pass the P test, et cetera, et cetera. But now with some of the other stuff, we're hearing additional element that there's a lack of desire to work also by a lot of the labor force that was in place before. Is that starting to turn around a little bit? Because even if you're getting, if somebody's getting that $600 a week and that's seen as a bump, that's not sustainable indefinitely. I think everybody must recognize that. Are people retooling during this period? Are they getting excited? What sense do you have from the labor force?
There were two elements of your question. One had to do with those who were employed are now unemployed and don't want to come back.
Right.
And the second of new hires, of trying to find people who want to work. I can't speak to the second. The first one, I am very aware of, especially in the hospitality, the restaurant industry, of having the challenge of trying to bring people back to work during that brief time they could open.
Yeah, with the flip-flop there with the rules. Yeah,
and they were running into that problem, you know, especially in that industry. But the same thing was happening with retailers and so forth. Anybody who had to lay off people during that period of time were having trouble getting them back because they're a little hesitant because of, they're making more money unemployed. Although we all know that's a short-term thing, or we hope it is.
Well, yeah, if not.
I'm going unemployed.
And yeah, we're talking about a whole different dynamic there.
I can retire a little early.
Yeah.
But with that said, but the other element of it, yeah, I think that ties into some of the generational challenges that we have and the difference in, work ethics and, it appears that a lot of the millennials, they want to jump straight from, finishing school into, I want to be as, have the same stuff mom and dad does. Not knowing that it took years and years and years to get to that point. And of course, I'm not a psychologist, a sociologist. So I'm probably the last person should be commenting on this.
I, for whatever reason, always seem to have problems finding tape measures. Okay, so always looking around and, digging through the toolbox and stuff. And every once in a while, I'll catch myself and go, this toolbox, I'm looking for a $20 thing. You start looking at all the tools that you have accumulated mm-hmm. over a period of time. You go, this has got a pretty significant value if I had to go out and buy it all right now.
That's correct.
And I suspect it's familiarity. Same thing with the youngsters. As they're moving out, this is familiarity. This is norm.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they have a different expectation. It's just that's norm. Well, okay, I'm out of school. Now it's time to get normal and get a job and have a normal life. Not seeing how mom and dad were in a 500 square foot apartment for the first three years before there were kids.
And our first house was 750 square feet with one bedroom.
Yeah.
Mom and dad slept in the attic so yeah. our little baby could have a room.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. All those different things that got you there, which are now kind of nostalgic and fond memories for mom and dad, but the mm-hmm. kids didn't get through it. So, just dealing with reality. But that must have happened all the time. I'm wondering from a life perspective, either as a business owner or as somebody newly out of college, those challenges of growing a business, of starting a career, are they getting adequate education?
And how do you start a business in this environment? There's a lot of challenges out there.
A lot of opportunities, too. I wouldn't want to go into the necktie business right now because everybody's, there's been a thought that how people are dressing, much, much more, not even business casual, just kind of casual, is almost going to be what the norm could be.
Yeah, I know at our bank, we when the COVID started, we just decided we're going to go casual until it's over. We thought that would be a month.
Yeah. Reissuing shirts now, huh?
Yeah, so some of my employees said, well, if you ever decide to stop being casual, let us know 30 days in advance because we don't fit in our clothes anymore.
Yeah, or can't find them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some of those types of things. And then the concept of working from home, it was cool, then it was a pain, and now it's the norm. I wonder, for developers, office space, what's the future of commercial properties?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is going to be your storefronts and your downtowns and your old towns. I mean, just driving here this morning, I had to come up Fifth Street through downtown. And it's sad to see all those once thriving storefronts empty. And generally, the things that are in them aren't generally kind of retail that draw people to walk around town anymore.
Yeah, the neighborhood of downtown is significantly been altered.
Mm-hmm.
Permanently? Maybe.
And now it's going to happen to our regional mall.
Yeah, turn it into a different reinvention of whatever it is. Yeah.
A radio station.
But hey, we've got In-N-Out Burger, so we're happy,
there
right?
There we go.
Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time. Okay, it's not a dang on them.
Yeah.
It's 8:30.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. If you see a down power line, stay away from it and keep others away. Call 911. Let our first responders come out and handle it. Police and fire will respond as well as PG&E. To learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at smokeybear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with a bank dude, Mr. Dalby. Talk shop presented by Baywood, Humboldt Termite Pest Control, Murphy's Markets, CDH Painting, and Redec. John, looking at some of the different challenges that are out there with, you said who's going to be starting a business right now or how challenging it is. I would think that there is certain niches that would be easier to get into now.
Well, for instance, you want to get into the trades, great time to get into the trades.
Exactly, exactly.
Whether you're starting your own business or you want to become a tradesman, you're going to be busy. And they were looking for tradesmen before this all started, and now it's even worse.
Yeah, it's a really compounded factor.
Yeah, so young people, if you want a great career, being a tradesman is amazing. It's work. But that's why they call it work, not fun. Yeah, but you're going to learn a very valuable skills and things that will last you a lifetime.
Well, and it is a career move.
Yeah, and there's a lack of people wanting to go into it, therefore.
Which is kind of interesting, I suppose, probably because it's not seen as sexy.
I'm not young, so I don't understand. But technology has.
But you know people who are.
Yeah. But technology has changed things where, I don't know how many kids come out and they want to be a videographer or an illustrator or do something on the computer, creative on the computer.
Not a CAD system for home construction. They want to make the next game. Yeah.
And so, I understand, that looks fun and appealing, but there's a finite number of those jobs and a lot more people who want to do them. As opposed to right now, there's a lot of jobs in the trades and very few people who want to do them. So,
Well, particularly if you don't want to live in a metropolitan area, cost of living.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that you could kind of, it's almost like nursing, I would think. You can kind of pick your shot where you want to be and what you want to do.
Exactly. So I think that's a great opportunity for kids coming out of even high school.
It's too bad we weren't younger.
Yeah.
So many levels.
Yeah. I would be. I think I'd go into plumbing or something if I was younger.
Hindsight, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Or get a job painting, start a business painting houses. There's a lot of demand for painters right now, and you can't find it. And the electricians. Trying to find an electrician right now.
Pulling wire, just basic, not the fancy
stuff. Yeah, somebody come to your house and fix up a few things,
Yeah, the handyman.
It ain't happening.
Yeah. Well, and I suppose that's really symptomatic of what happens all the time. There's always shifts. There's always changes. There's always fluidity in job opportunities, and it's the guy or gal that kind of figures it out just as it's starting that really gets out in front.
Mm-hmm.
So, as someone who was there, what's just starting to happen now? Are there new industries that you're looking at? I mean, I don't know if textile will ever be there, but with the blowback that there seems to be for a lot of folks against China, there's a lot of stuff that's been imported from China for decades that may come and be produced domestically now.
Yeah, I'm surprised there are not retailers popping up that advertise no China.
Right. Well, and there was after World War II, there was a lot of that. No, was it Nippon? At that point,
mm-hmm.
And they were saying none, and that was just, people were interested in that. So what do you think retail will be like?
You know, I'm hoping there's a resurgence somewhere for face-to-face retail. You know, somebody told me, and I haven't researched it yet, but I was told this weekend that Amazon is starting to purchase some of the more remote areas. They were purchasing their regional malls and turning them into warehouse.
Distribution centers. Yeah.
And then I had somebody complaining about you know, how much money Amazon was making, and, you know, billionaires, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I'm looking over and I'm seeing two or three Amazon boxes.
Yes. It's like you've got your own little fan club. Yeah. Everybody's smiling at you. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going, okay, what's wrong with this picture?
Yeah.
So, which reminds me of the lyrics of a Tower of Power song. Now, this takes you back to the 70s.
Right.
Can't stand to see the slaughter, but still I eat the meat. Can't stand dishonest people, but still sometimes I cheat. Can't stand that air pollution, but still I drive a car. Maybe them's the reasons why things is like they are.
Yeah. 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 Well, I keep hoping that there's going to be connect the dots, that there will be something and there'll be an event and we go, oh, and there'll be a cataclysmic shift in the marketplace. I don't know if that's happening or will happen or not. Look at the educational models right now. Yeah, with the virtual that's going on, are they teaching that now as a career influencer? How will you be conducting business? You know, are they going to be teaching that, or are they going to be teaching what was and not coming out with new skill sets? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. Banking, certainly, you guys have gone through a ton of stuff in the last 6 months. What are you looking at as far as permanency?
So there are a lot of skill sets that we have to create because they are not being created anywhere else because they're specific. And that's going to be more and more true as we get very specialized in our various trades and various activities.
So you're creating things.
Yeah, we're having to train our own.
Ah, okay. More pizza parties and for the minds to kind of get freed up, huh?
We got to look at our younger people in our bank as the future and start training them up so that they're ready to go.
But do you know the direction
guys like
that they're going to be going?
Yeah, guys like me kick the road, or can, or whatever it is that we kick. I need a bucket list.
Yeah, kick the bucket.
Yeah,
yeah, there you go. Now you got it. It's 8:42.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with John Dalby. John, so we got a different business model. Do we know what the business model is, other than knowing that it's not what it was?
Predicting the new normal. In fact, I've heard people say they don't like that term, the new normal.
The future, yeah.
Human behavior is altered. You know, you generate habits in a relatively short period of time, 30 days, and yet we're looking now at months of changed habits. Are people going to go back, you know, to the gym when they now have their exercise routines at home? Are people going to go to restaurants where they're now used to, you know, packing their own lunch or eating at home? I'm completely out of the idea of going to a movie theater. You know, that doesn't even cross my mind.
That to me is one of the things I'm waiting for, that in a bookstore. As, okay, things are okay now. They may not be the same, but they're okay. Just some of those little benchmark things. I'm sure everybody's got them.
Right. How many people won't go back to a restaurant? Because they're afraid, you know. How many of us are?
Which is interesting, because now you know that they're doing probably more safe stuff than what they were before, so it's safer than what it was when we felt comfortable. Yeah. But
so,
it's different.
But human behavior is going to change through
Absolutely.
All of this.
Yeah.
And so it's really hard to say that when, you know, when they open things up completely, if they took all the restrictions off completely tomorrow, how many people are going to be flocking down to go to the restaurants? You know, I don't know. And that's the thing, how much of that behavior has changed permanently. We don't drive as much as we used to, you know, which means, you know, a number of different things.
Through choice, not through requirement.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, and I would suspect that if, as a movie theater is for me, restaurants are for others. Whether you do it or not, the ability to not eat out in a parking lot, mm-hmm. the ability not to have to take it home, right? I mean, those types of things that are seen as normal. I suppose the pizza business is probably one that is the most normal right now because you were having them delivered before. You're having them delivered now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, maybe the wait time's a little bit longer or not.
Right.
That's probably the only change.
When do people start flying in airplanes again?
I had a buddy point something out. He said in airplanes, though, you're able to sit either 6 inches or 2 feet away. Okay. So what's the difference?
Yeah.
And it just kind of, and maybe it's because they're so critical to the economy that they have to be maintained and the rules are being laxed because of trying to keep the airline industries mm-hmm. alive. I mean, it's some of those things will be yeah. interesting to see how they evolve out.
Yeah. So when you ask what is it going to look like for business people in the future, it's hard to say because what is.
But
the
you're
new
in the
normal?
Hedge business. How are you hedging?
Well, we have the same challenge as we're looking at our loan portfolios and so forth and saying which industries are going to recover and which ones won't. And then how do we help them?
Right. Yeah. One way or another. Help.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by.
Always good to see you.
See you right tomorrow.